The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Some 4th of July Independence Day music to get us into Friday, July the 4th.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Something that has become a familiar anthem, even though it isn't really an anthem for Independence Day. Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA. In any number of ways, for many days, God has blessed the USA. That was interesting yesterday. Ken Kessler is here with me. It's Independence Day. It's the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen. There'll be some companionship from other sources during the course of our soiree together. You want to stick around for hours and hours and hours and hours. Help yourself. Be a lot of the usual conversation about things that are going on with a specific bent to the 4th of July. Americans celebrating the independence of our country from those nasty British who now are our best friends. Isn't that great? Huh?
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, isn't it fun how it works? It really is, yeah. It's the spirit of change, shall we say, and how much really we have in common. Doesn't that have, it's a great lesson for all of us. For those of you who are at odds with somebody, whether it be a friend, maybe a co-worker, a boss, a spouse, a family member, do you know how fleeting most of the moments are for, in essence, for disagreement? And those of you who hold on to those disagreements might learn a lesson or two from the reality of what today is all about. We were so angry with these people that we went to war. They were the people who basically spawned most everything in our culture. Religion, our language, our laws. Think about it. Who do we have more in common with in the world than the British? Anybody? No. I say that answering my own question. Am I wrong, Kenny, or am I right? Who do we have more in common with than the Brits?
No, I don't think anybody.
No, we don't.
Maybe Canada, but...
Okay, well, the Canadians came from the same place. Although
right. They
weren't, they didn't rush away from the British. They were part of the British colonies that actually stuck. You know, the Australians and the South Africans and other areas of the world that were more or less, I don't know, Canada was conquered. It wasn't really. It was just annexed. It is, okay, it was assumed we're going to stay as part of the Union, and so it did. The United Kingdom, very interesting concept, and what they were all about then versus what they're about now is hugely different. So the point here is that if you think about all of the battles that you get into and the things that you disagree with people about, most of the time you think them through, they're foolish. They are. They just nonsense. Yesterday... And I make a comment about this because I think it's apropos to our discussion. One of our lady friends listening to the program sent Jennifer Horn an email because apparently she didn't want to send the same email to me, although it's just as easy to reach me on email as it is to reach Jennifer. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Ken at DougSteffen.com, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Anyway, she was listening to our conversation, and I believe it was during this hour, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, about Christianity, being a Christian, and how I'm pretty sure that it was at this time, in fact,
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, and I was pretty strident, as I am often, in discussing religion and how it has, in many ways, well, certainly has shaped the world as we know it. There was, and to go back to the British and the American connection or disconnection regarding our independence, it was mostly about religion. They didn't like the king, for sure. They didn't want to be subjects to the king, those people who protested and came over to this country. But it was basically about religion. The departure from those shores to these shores came about as a result of religious differences. They didn't like being told how to worship. So that drives a lot of conversations, not only in these environments, but in general, people and their reason for believing as they do or for not believing in something that other people believe in. And I find the discussion about me being me, this is a euphemism, you, someone being a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or whatever it is, to be, I'm sure, valuable to you. Many people spend a lot of time defending their reason for believing in whatever it is they believe in. And that's swell if you have strong beliefs. And I don't mean this is just about religion, it's about politics. It could be about your job or why you work at whatever you may do versus, you know, your mother said she wanted you to be a dentist and you ended up being a truck driver. And you defend yourself to your mother, you know, for years, decades. Mom, I love being a truck driver. I didn't want to be a dentist. And so is that any different than I'm proud to be a Christian or I'm proud to be a Jew or proud? You be proud and back up whatever it is that you feel or strongly believe in with your own faith. Why would you be, if you really believe in what you believe in, why would you be shaken by listening to me say, I don't believe for X, Y, Z? Why would you criticize me? Stand up for your own religion in your own way. This is why I believe that my religion has value to me. Not that it's best. Maybe you could say it's best for you. That doesn't mean it's best for everybody else by any stretch of the imagination. Like being a Republican, is it best for everybody? No. Being a Democrat, best for everybody? No. Being an American, best for everybody? No. Good for us. Most of us, anyway, and apparently with the immigration problems that we have, a lot of people think, excuse me, even though you look at the job numbers and what a ruse that is. Man, there's an example. Now, let me just finish my email. I'm going to go off on a toot there for a second. This lady named Darla sent an email to Jennifer saying that she had listened to our debate about being Christian. It wasn't really about being a Christian, was it, Kenny? It was about religion in general. Did I specifically say Christian? I sort of
you did.
Spoke. Okay. So she says, I just don't understand. She says, he just doesn't understand. If he doesn't believe, that's between him and God. But he doesn't have to berate those who do. Kenny's pretty forthright. He's been pretty critical of me this week in a couple of circumstances. Did it sound like I was berating those people who are Christians?
Not all Christians.
No.
Some who, you know, when people force their beliefs on others.
Mm-hmm. You felt that's who I was focused on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. That's who I was focused on. So I at least got that across anyway. She writes, there are fanatics in all religions who deviate from the true teachings of their faith. I don't, even some of the fanatics that don't deviate in the teachings of their faith. I don't want somebody in my face telling me I'm smarter than you are, better than you are, because my religion is better than yours. That for me, Doug Steffen, that's nonsense. Now, the interesting thing, I think she said this to Jennifer because Jennifer sounds like a believer. Jennifer is very ensconced in her beliefs, and she is not, and I'm not going to talk about her without her being here, although I've said this to her when she's been here. She doesn't like her beliefs challenged, whether they're political beliefs or whether they're her religious beliefs. She's not comfortable with it being challenged. So Darla says she's going to pray to God that I open my heart to the truth. Darla, that's swell. Thank you for doing that. I think a lot of people prayed for a lot of things this past week, this past month, this past year. Hopefully there's a collective. Maybe there are a lot of you who are praying for me. I'm very happy and thankful that a lot of you prayed for my dog. And that, I think, has done her a world of good, to the point where she is now back to more than surviving, to the point of almost thriving, even though she doesn't have her sight, just a little more than a month after having lost her sight, literally and figuratively, in an accident here on the farm. And I believe completely that the power of prayer and the love and the wishes that were sent her way were the reason that she has, plus she has tremendous intestinal fortitude and a will to live. But I just think all of the things that were sent her way in terms of thought were responsible. And that's a power that comes through God. So I don't believe, and please understand me, I mean, if you don't understand me, it's okay with you, or it's okay with me. I don't care whether you understand me or not, but I want to make myself clear. What I say about religion has nothing to do with God. Absolutely nothing. Because I have the strongest, firmest, most grounded belief in God. I don't, how many times do you hear me say, Kenny, on this program, I look out at my cows and the birth process and how amazing it is. And whether it's any, the reason I'm a farmer is because I love and worship, frankly, at the foot of a power that would be able to grow things and have life as it means. Imagine, I'm thinking about my daughters being pregnant and what's going on inside of her body, and all the rest of you who may be pregnant, and those of you who have gone through the wonder of having children. That's the ultimate acknowledgement of God. Do I have to do it by going to a church or a synagogue or some house of worship? I don't have to. My synagogue, my house of worship is my farm. When I go out of this house and I go out into the field and work for maybe 8 or 10 hours a day, on my tractors, I'm giving thanks all the time. And I look around at the things that are growing, the things that are such a part of all of our lives, some of which are acknowledged by some people and some aren't, whether they're understood or not. I don't believe we could exist without God, a force that is greater than we are, infinite intelligence, a power above all of us, and to the point where we don't even really understand it. Acknowledging it is one thing. So, Darla, thank you for praying for me. I appreciate that. I'm a believer in God, and I think that's as far as it has to go for me. You got to go to a church? God love you. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89, or a Pearl drum set for just $199, a digital piano for only $199, or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20, plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Wonderful things happening today on 4th of July. Good day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
They'll never take us down, though some may try.
That you need to know about today, July the 4th, is that it's a great time for us to be inspired. And music I find extraordinarily inspirational. This is Neil Diamond with the Freedom Song.
Got freedom to believe and live the way we choose.
Live the way we choose.
Ain't that what freedom's all about?
That's what it's all about.
It's something we can't ever lose.
Can't live without.
And if we go astray.
Oh, we don't want to. Anyway.
Let freedom be the light that takes us through the darkest night. They'll never take us down. Though some may try, we're gonna stand our ground. It's do or die. The freedom that we found can't be denied.
So
our faith is like a light.
I find this. I don't think we listen to this song much other than on the 4th of July. It's okay. Another song I don't hear much, but this has never been a song that appeals to me.
America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America's still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, you just try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight.
An interesting lyric line.
And I told you one time that I was a shoe shine boy.
Yeah.
Every word I said.
True story.
I meant.
Yeah.
But name me any other country, you can start as a shoe shine boy and shake hands with the president.
Uh-huh. Very true.
It ain't gonna happen. You gotta have that royal blood to make it. Yeah. And I ain't got nothing royal but me. So, I can't take the chances. So I'm gonna stay home. And look at you.
A movie coming out about James Brown, Kenny.
I need to move.
I thought I heard something about it. I don't know when it's coming out, though.
I think there is fairly soon. All right, so Soul Brother James Brown celebrating America's independence in the 4th of July. This next song is one of my favorites.
I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue.
Johnny Cash.
And I'll die a whole lot harder If it comes to where I have to, I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
I actually had an Uncle Sam in my life. So thankful for having him. Johnny Cash, something else to be thankful for, a great American storyteller. Another country stalwart is Leanne Rimes. So some representative samples of some good, strong American music, strong feelings for Independence Day. And one of the things we do during this portion of the program most every day is focus on some television shows that are around. And Wendy Williams has a good daytime talk show. Here is an excerpt from a conversation she had with an audience member questioning her about what to do regarding an unemployed, unmotivated spouse.
Wendy, I love my husband. We've been married for 24 years, but in the last year, he's been out of a job. Meanwhile, I'm working two jobs, and he's sitting on the couch from sunup to sundown. How long should I wait before I kick him out?
Wait, but he's your husband, right?
He's my husband, but he just lost all morale. He just seems depressed.
Yes, what is his line of work?
Well, he's a retired welder.
Okay.
And he worked for Hostess until they went out of business. Okay. And he just tried the other job, but he doesn't want to work any job unless they have benefits. You know, he has to
be being picky?
Yes, he is.
I think there maybe is an answer. There's an answer in the question there, madam.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, what are your thoughts about how the Presbyterian denomination voted to boycott Israel?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Alter. The Presbyterians have become the first Christian denomination to support the boycott of Israel. Why did they pick sides, especially this side? In the Middle East?
Oh, I think it's disgusting. I was raised a Presbyterian, and I'm ashamed of what an element of the Presbyterian Church has done here. As the Prime Minister points out, Israel is by far the most decently governed country in the Middle East, but unfortunately, this is an effort that is gaining steam, and it's all about delegitimizing Israel.
Jonathan, what's your view of the threat of the boycott movement in general and what the Presbyterians did in particular?
Well, first, I totally agree with Rich, even though I've been critical of Netanyahu on all sorts of things and critical of the occupation of the West Bank. There is an element, to say it, there's an element of anti-Semitism that you can find in this. Not that everybody who voted for that resolution is an anti-Semite, but if you are so blind to the basic reality of the Middle East, where, as Netanyahu indicated, Christians are being persecuted in a lot of these Arab countries, and it's fine to do business with them, but not with Israel. As to whether it's gaining steam or not, I'm afraid that it is. And that this is something that Israel is going to have to learn to deal with.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another one of our Independence Day songs, perhaps Joan Baez. Figures in some circles in the musical world of the 20th century, Joan Baez, who was thought of by many as a lesser version of Hanoi Jane, as I remember from my younger years. I still knew how to sing and still, I'm not sure, she's by most accounts retired at this point in time, but I thought the Battle Hymn of the Republic that she did was outstanding, frankly, and that's why we have it here in our ears. 25 for the hour, Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on Independence Day, the end of the week, beginning of a new month, the hurricanes blowing around. People are wondering, okay, what's open? I don't know that there are that many people that wonder about what's open today, but I'll give you a rundown. Most retail stores will be open today. The only exception, it seems, and that's not even a fait accompli anymore, Kenny, is Christmas. There are retail stores that are open on Christmas now.
Yes, sir.
Let's make sure we are able to take people's money if they want to spend it. Most supermarkets and liquor stores are, well, the liquor stores, I guess they're open. I was trying to put this into the ones that I know around here. I don't go. I can't remember the last time I was in a liquor store for anything because I don't drink. And if anybody wants to have wine, they bring it themselves if they're going to come visit me, or a beer or whatever. Supermarkets be open today. Convenience stores be open today. Movie theaters be open today. Bars and restaurants be open today. What isn't open, most municipal offices closed for sure. Celebrations probably. There is a parade in your town or a town near your domicile, I'm going to guess. Let's see, what else? Libraries are closed, banks are closed, schools are closed, post office closed. Most of the public transportation operates on a holiday schedule. You don't get trash pickup today. Yeah, that all seems pretty commonsensical, does it not? So what is there about today that's special for you? 888-302-3684 or comments at Kenny's Monitoring Social Media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, and email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Jennifer's off today. She went to an Independence Day party last night. It wasn't over until about the time she was supposed to be on the air, so that takes care of that. What are you getting in terms of, I always like to just leave the slate clean for you, Kenny. And you can go down whatever street. There are people I know commenting on my picture the other day when I came in into the house after having been on the tractor for 8 hours. I looked a little, what do we say, like the doctor in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Right.
Yeah.
And comments about Charlotte. We haven't got a picture last couple, 3 days. I actually was going to do some video of her yesterday, running around on the lawn and rolling over and doing her dance upside down, but I didn't get that yet. So what do we have about issues or about postings?
The most activity right now is about what your plans are for today for Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. And they are?
Michael says he's trying to stay dry all day, and he posted a picture of the path of Hurricane Arthur.
Where is he?
He doesn't say. It doesn't say on his page either. I'm guessing he's somewhere in the mid-Atlantic, it looks like.
Okay.
Another Doug says, listening to the rain and wind of Arthur on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Connie says she's got a barbecue in her backyard, then she's going to hear patriotic music at the park and wait for fireworks.
Yeah, that's good. Why not? There was a celebration last night, the movement because of the storm. The world-famous Boston Pops Orchestra, the symphony together, and what they call the hatch shell on the Esplanade, which is a narrow strip of land between a highway called Storrow Drive in Boston and the Charles River. They have a fireworks display. They have the concert. Beach Boys are supposed to be there as scheduled for tonight. They changed it to last night, and it poured. It was thunder and lightning, and the rain came in about 8:30, quarter of 9 o'clock last night. And I don't know. I haven't researched to see what happened, but they went to such great lengths to change it because of the worry about the hurricane. It'll be raining today. Right now, actually, the sun's out here on the farm. Just looking through the hour-by-hour weather forecast, and by noontime it'll be raining hard, heavy rain for 8 or 9 hours, which actually is good. I planted some corn yesterday, and the ground is quite dry, quite dusty, so this will be good. We need to have some rain. It's just about all the rain that we had through the month of May and June has pretty much dissipated now, so it's time for us to have some more rain. So we'll celebrate with that. And then it looks like, for those of you who are vacationing around the country, pretty beautiful weather mostly for the whole weekend. This is the best for most people, or there are more people on vacation, whether it's the best week for vacation or not. I guess it depends on you, how you measure it. I tend to not want to be where there are a lot of other people. I don't take a vacation anyway, but if I were to, I'd want to be in some place where there weren't a lot of people. You go to places like Cape Cod, which is a wonderful, is a great feeling. You go to some of these places. You all have, wherever you are, probably, especially if you're close to the coast, but inland, some of the great areas where you are, Kenny, is a great area for camping and enjoying the beauty of nature. Where you come from in the Carolinas is also a great place to go. If you want to celebrate nature, the mountains around Asheville, what a beautiful area of our country. There's so many, yeah, so many beautiful areas that we can go. And everybody's got a different preference. Some people like to go hiking and climbing on mountains. A friend of mine moved to Colorado for his vacation resort. And he loves now, he and his wife go out, and he's about my age, and they hike and camp and stuff, and they love that sort of thing. I've never enjoyed that sort of, I never have been a hiker or a camper, but that doesn't mean anything. That's why we have something to celebrate here on Independence Day. America the Beautiful really is a place where you can enjoy so many different things. And hopefully in your own way, you will at least take a moment. It's not about just barbecues and swimming and having a good time, but thinking about how it is that it happened. How did it happen that we have the freedom, even if we are, you know, we think a lot of things going on in the country now leave a lot to be desired, and they do. But still, as most people point out, better place cannot be found on the planet in general. Right. There are beautiful areas. Europe is steeped in beauty and tradition. It's a fascinating place to visit. And would I like to have a home in England at some point in my life? Yeah, I actually would. I love England. I think it's a great place. But would I want to live there all the time? No. Want to go to Canada? Eh. There's nothing. People love Canada. They get excited about it. The southwestern part of Canada, I find appealing in many ways, but I'm not real comfortable with the Canadian thinking when it comes to politics and government and stuff. But that's, you know, that's only part of it, except we seem to be so confronted and conflicted with that here in our country. Look at the headlines from this past week. Look at the things, or listen, if you're a devotee of listening to the radio, conversation on the radio, you have favorite hosts and you have favorite points of view on positions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you think about what has been our discussion this week, or the trail of our discussions, whether it be our pride in the World Cup, and now that we are not in it, do we have no interest anymore? It appears that the kid had a poll a couple of days ago. Ah, squat's not worth anything. I'm not watching that stuff anymore. And then there are people who are philosophically tuned in and connected to Israel. I am. I'm not Jewish, but I love the state of Israel. There's something about that place. I've been there four times. It fascinates me. And I will go back more, I'm sure, many times in my life. I want to bring other people that are close to me. I'd like to take Meredith over there and my children and have time to understand what this culture is all about, or the cultures, because so much started there. Fascinating place. And yet they can't seem to get their act together. Although I did see a headline this morning, didn't I, about there's a move afoot for the Palestinians. Say, I saw two good things today. One of them has to do with Putin having a conversation yesterday on the phone with Obama. And basically the bottom line is that he says he wants better ties, stronger ties, after he screws around and stirs the pot. Okay, I've had my fun now. Let's get back to it. Well, the Russians have been hurt badly by this economically, by the whole business, because they, you know, the sanctions to a point worked. And it was really, really kind of fun to watch as his pals were strangled in terms of American banks in connection to American banks, because they all want their money over here. They don't want it. Do you think the Russians want their money in a Russian bank? Yeah, they want their money in a Russian bank. They want to have it in American banks, and they want to be able to invest in America. So, you know, whether you look, you read between the lines here, and Putin telling Obama he wants better ties, he wants better ties because his pals that he set up in the oil business and the gas business are getting screwed because they can't get at their money. Okay, whatever it is that brings people to the table, who cares, right? But that's the real bottom line. All of his pals are on his back because they've been shut off. They can't get at their money. If you look around This is a very telling reality. Real estate in Los Angeles and New York, and to a lesser extent, places in Florida, but it's most notable in New York and in Los Angeles. The number of Russian millionaires who are buying up property, I'm talking about really expensive property. The most expensive New York apartment ever sold was sold to a Russian about 4 months ago for $34.5 million. Americans, well, there are some Americans got that kind of dough. But the nouveau riche Russians had come, they were all set up. They're all ex-KGBers. They're all pals of Putin. They got set up. They bumped off all the people that were running the state-controlled, communist-controlled oil and gas and all that other stuff, and they set themselves up there. So the amount of money that they have is, you know, in jeopardy as long as the United States and other countries agree they're going to put the screws to these people individually. So that, I think, is why they want to talk anyway. And I thought it was also interesting the Iranians want to talk. There are a lot of people who just kind of, and the Palestinians said they wanted to have some kind of dialogue. Was it the Palestinians initiating it or the Israelis, Kenny? I don't remember. I know I saw something about the two wanting to talk. But I don't remember which side began.
I saw something about Hamas right wanting to talk.
Yeah, I did too. Right. Well, they always want to talk after they've, you know. Now, Hamas is looking really bad with the death of these three kids. The world point of view aimed at them is pretty negative. So they want to recoup as much as they can in that department. I guess that makes good sense. 888-302-3684 anyway. And all the comments that come to Facebook and to Twitter, that's cool. Happy to have all of your input. We're here live. It's Independence Day. I'm always here live every holiday. I'm happy to have whoever wants to be with me. Kenny's here. That's neat. Richie McFadden will be around later on. Oh, Richie's there now. Yeah. That's sweet. Okay.
Hey.
Michael. 48 is also somebody who supports, although he's not here because he wants to be.
He's just here for the money.
Yeah, right. He loves our
time and a half on holidays. Right.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, really? Oh. Somebody, I missed that memo.
Yeah, he's here for the check.
All right. Well, I think he does care about us. Don't you think he has a little feeling?
A little bit, yeah. But he's really all about the money.
Here for the money. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, it's nice to have. Yeah, we know it.
And Sean is here with me. Say hi, Sean.
Sean's there. Yeah. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hi, Sean.
Sean is now, what, 11, 12? How old is Sean?
10.
10.
Yeah.
10. He said, well, listen to that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm 10. Put him in the studio with headsets on.
We will.
All right. So Richie's son, Sean, is there, and that's kind of cool. It's the summer clearance time. For those of you who are looking for big deals when it comes to things that are good for your person, like Heart Factors Plus, you have come to the right place at the right time. Heart Factors Plus features arginine. Some refer to it as L-arginine. It's an amino acid. And I don't know whether you're interested in that or not. All you probably want to know is that it widens your arteries and maintains blood pressure levels where they need to be. So if your blood pressure is too high, call 800-577-8560. This is the most successful supplement Chamonix in their 19 years has ever produced. Wildly successful because doctors have discovered how well this is. Our own Dr. Ken Kronhaus says, this is a home run. This is something for you if you don't have high blood pressure, you want to make sure you maintain it through the rest of your life. This is the way to do it with Heart Factors Plus. What I like about Heart Factors Plus is it gets blood to my muscles. So when I work out, it's there. You can see the benefit and you can get the benefit. Also great for the heart, obviously, and getting blood to your brain. I like that, too, because I need to have my brain functioning well when I'm jousting mentally with people like Richie and Kenny. You got to be at my best. My brain's got to work. Your brain's got to work. You want your brain to work? Call 800-577-8560 and try Heart Factors Plus. Now, the deal for the summer clearance is you'll get 3 months' worth of Heart Factors Plus, the regular price. You'll also get a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil combination. It's really, really fabulous. So two things for the price of one, 800-577-8560, Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around.
You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strength bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
That sounds like something patriotic about to erupt from a prominent guitar not played last night at the Boston Pops. I have it on good authority, Richie.
Yeah.
That the Beach Boys did get to play their set.
Good.
The Pops did do their patriotic music for the most part. The fireworks were early after the Beach Boys sang, and then they evacuated the place. The 1812 Overture had to be scrapped. It's something that people look forward to around 10 o'clock. So, anyway, the hurricane.
You guys had weather coming there?
Well, last night there was real heavy thunder shower activity for a couple of hours.
Lightning, we had that too, yeah, down thunder, in D.C.
But there was no sign. This is not Arthur connected.
Right.
Arthur is on its way. New York City is where Arthur is at the moment. And I'm guessing that where you are, you probably had some rain, maybe still have some rain, but I'm looking.
We still have some rain.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be gone in a couple of hours.
Oh, we're going to have a beautiful weekend here because it has sucked out all the dry air.
It has.
So we're getting all this cool air that it's pulling down from the north. It's going to be 70s and beautiful all weekend on the Del Mar.
Same here, up here in New England after this blows through by late tonight, early tomorrow morning. All right, Tech Talk time now. 4th of July, no holiday, no rest for Shelley Palmer. He's here contributing, talking about a new messaging app called Yo. Yo, Adrian. I'm not sure that that's, there's no...
Hey, yo, Adrian.
Yo,
we're going to talk technology here.
technology talk?
I don't know how to use no computer. I need this Shelley Palmer guy. He's really good.
All right, we got Shelley Palmer in a moment here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in store and at GuitarCenter.com.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey bacon, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, yo, it's one of the simplest ways to greet someone, and now it's the simplest messaging app on iOS. The entire point of the app is to send your friends a push notification that just reads, yo. After launching as a joke on April Fool's Day, yo has recently gone viral and now has more than 50,000 active users. It may seem pointless, but yo has a hidden purpose, a new type of real-time notifications, ones where the notification itself is the entire message. Right now, the Yo Account World Cup can send a Yo every time a goal is scored in a World Cup game. In the future, other companies could create similar accounts. Restaurants could send you a Yo when your table is ready. Airlines could send you a Yo when your flight is boarding. And news sites could send you a Yo whenever they post a breaking news story. It's these possibilities that have brought more than $1 million in funding so far. And Yo, why you might want to download Yo. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code OUTAHERE for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification. Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code OUTAHERE for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
Thank you for coming to us from the third grade, madam. That's very nice. Here's the story on DougStephan.com about a waitress who was fired. She lost her job over an angry Facebook post. Be careful what you post, boys and girls.
Yep.
Kirsten Kelly of Findlay, Ohio, says she was fired from her job at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant after a customer complained about a Facebook post she had written. In it, she complained about lousy tippers. She said, all they said was, if you come into a restaurant and spend $50 or more, you got to be able to tip appropriately for that. My employer told me that I knew what I was doing when I posted that, and they would have to let me go because a customer came in and printed off the screenshot and was really upset.
How did the customer see her fit? They must have been friends somehow then.
Yeah, I think there's more to this story than meets the ear.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.